You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. COVID-19 has changed graduation ceremonies across Oklahoma, and high school seniors and their families won't be packed into gymnasiums. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports, instead, they'll be experiencing graduation in their living rooms, spread out on football fields, and even in their own cars.
The chatter of teenagers and the smell of funnel cake fills the air in the shadow of Cavanaugh Mountain. A unique graduation ceremony is taking place in a small eastern Oklahoma town amid a global pandemic. It has an odd feel to it. Families parked at a drive-in movie theater are watching Howe's most accomplished students address the crowd from a giant screen while listening on the radio. Others can watch at home, but these 39 graduates are grateful they get to actually mark their transformative moment with a real ceremony.
No one could have ever imagined their own graduation up on the local drive-in's theater screen or live stream through Facebook. But it will make a nice little story to tell our children or grandchildren decades from now.
That's Connor Morris, the Howe High School salutatorian. His family watched him deliver a pre-recorded address on the big screen. Howe Superintendent Scott Parks says holding a ceremony was important for students like Morris. It was live streamed on Facebook for people at higher risk, but he wanted to have a way to celebrate these students in person.
Some folks can't wait. Seniors are going to go out and get jobs, going off to school. They may not be available at a later date.
So the Tower Drive-In in Poto, 8 miles north of Howe, was the perfect place to do it.
Of course, the drive-in brings about a dynamic that nobody really expected. You know, they're all getting funnel cakes and popcorn and their soft drinks.
Districts across Oklahoma are taking a wide range of approaches. Smaller districts are finding creative ways like drive-in gatherings and car parades to celebrate graduates. Many suburban districts like Edmond and Moore are simply delaying their in-person events, while the state's largest district, Oklahoma City, is celebrating digitally. Superintendent Sean McDaniel says schools will host virtual graduations in a video sent out to graduating seniors.
It's not ideal. It is not what we would hope for. But we want to make sure that we do everything we can to honor you.
State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister said during a weekly call with school leaders across the state that graduation is an important cultural ceremony.
Any sort of virtual ceremony, drive-in ceremony, mobile parade, where our social distancing is possible, it is then allowable and encouraged.
However, she cautioned district leaders to stay safe and discouraged in-person events before June 1st. However, school districts were technically able to allow in-person graduations after May 15th, as outlined by Governor Kevin Stitt's plan to reopen. Cache High School, 15 miles west of Lawton, is planning to host its graduation ceremony in its football stadium on May 22nd. Superintendent Chad Hance says the ceremony is too important to skip, and moving it past June 1st wasn't practical.
We owed it to our senior class to try to do something good for them.
Cache's commencement will have a wide array of safety measures. Hand sanitizing stations will be spread about the stadium. The crowd will sit 2 yards apart on the football field, while the 130 graduates are spread apart in the stands. Hance says safety is the top priority for the event.
The last thing we want is to be the reason why somebody gets sick. And that's something that weighs heavy on our mind. But, you know, we also kind of realize this is going to be around for a long time, and we're going to have to make adjustments and just learn how to live with it.
The adjustments might seem extreme. Hance says other school districts have reached out as they have explored similar options moving forward. He says every Oklahoma high school is in a tough place, trying to figure out how to honor their senior students. Connor Morris, the Howe salutatorian, says the scenario is upsetting, but he told his classmates that it's important to stay optimistic.
In the current pandemic, it is important to remember to always look on the brighter side, especially when things may seem bleak and grim.
Next semester, Morris can share stories of distance learning and drive-in graduation with classmates as a freshman at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. But before he leaves home, he had one last message to share with the crowd at the drive-in.
What has kept me going is my family, the friends I mentioned earlier, and video games, but mostly friends and family. With that being said, remember to wash your hands and stay safe. Thank you and good night.
Life will march on for him, just like it will for every other 2020 graduate. So no matter what approach their school took to graduation, they'll have a unique tale to share. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.